Good morning. This is Tom Pauley, and I want to welcome you to Rich Dreams Express. Today with me is Dave Edmond.
Good morning.
Yeah, Dave. Dave is here because we're going to talk about a little deeper subject. We're going to talk about what is perhaps the biggest mistake anyone can make in doing this system. If I ask you that question, Dave, what would you say?
I think the biggest mistake, and it isn't a mistake that you can avoid, it's a mistake you have to live through. And that mistake is that we have an expectation about how this is going to work. And we can't help but make that mistake.
You know, yeah, I agree with you. It's like you start off, you write this stuff, you write down what you want. You visualize it, you detach, and you let it go. And, you know, almost magically it works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it is kind of like magic. It's just, you've written this stuff down. What does that got to do with the reality of things coming to you? And then it works. And then after a while, it doesn't work. It's happened to me, happened to you.
Yep.
So what is the mistake we make? What gets us to that point?
Well, I don't know if it's a legitimate mistake. It's a mistake in our perception of how things should work. We have an idea in our mind how it should work, or an expectation. And when we live through this thing in an organic fashion, it doesn't operate according to our expectations. Our expectations are in our left brain, our rational self. Those thoughts are connected very deeply to our emotional self. And it's in that area where what seems to be the prevention of our good is lodged.
Okay, what do you mean?
Well, we have emotional anchors. We have ideas that we learned from very early childhood or wherever they came from that said, you don't deserve good.
Oh, so things working too well.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, something inside your left brain or right brain?
Well,
it'd have to be the left brain.
It comes to the left brain, but through the right brain attached to our emotional body.
It's like the leg bone attached to the knee bone, okay, so it comes through all that. And, you know, to me, I'm sitting here thinking, well, really what happens is I do all this and it works good and it stops working, so it's the law of attraction's fault. And you're saying it's not, it's me again. Here I am. I'm the blame.
The law of attraction is a human reflection of something that is operating in the world, a law that is operating in the world. And Rich Dreams is a particular presentation of that law. And when we begin to work with that law, we then begin to experience how that works.
But there are other laws, or other universal laws of action, aren't there not?
There are a tremendous amount of universal laws.
So do any of these affect it not working?
I don't know that it affects it not working, but it can affect it in timing. You know, it can slow things up in order to get kind of the ducks in order.
So it's kind of we have a lot to do.
Yes.
A lot to improve ourselves and get to a certain point. And so the brain is asking for these things.
Or yes. Is it the conscious mind is asking for it.
The conscious mind.
Our conscious mind, we decide what we want. We decide what we want. Now, the question we have to ask ourselves is there a greater level to us that knows what's better for us than what we think? Now, that doesn't mean that greater level won't say, okay, we'll give it to you and see how that works.
Yeah, I've had that.
Yeah.
That doesn't work too well.
Yeah. And that can be everything from, you know, something mundane like a car or a music system.
You know, it's like we were talking about this morning. This house that we live in, the previous owner doesn't seem to want to vacate. 2.5 years. She's got Alzheimer's and is in another city, but her presence is felt frequently. And she seems to be confused about me being here. That putting aside, and that's an ongoing issue I've got, but that putting that aside, this house has been really good for our healing.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. My emotional and physical healing are just great. Diane is healing like she can't believe. My dog is healing. The business, the relationships we had in the business are healing. And they're all coming back together. It's starting to work. But since I've been in this house, I have not painted one painting.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I haven't really produced any more classes. I haven't produced any more classes. I haven't created, these things are in the back of my mind. A book I had started writing, I haven't finished. It's like same place it was 2.5 years ago. We need a house that's creative. We've had, this house was a transition house. So I asked for this house. I'm in many ways comfortable here, but that doesn't mean that will continue, does it?
So what is that particular thing? And that particular thing is an energetic. That's an energy that operates below the level of our conscious awareness, unless we are super sensitive and then we tune into that, which you are. That's why you're tuning into it. You have a reason to tune into it, and you begin to ask for that reason. And this, what we're talking about here, is the manifestation of that.
Right.
And here's what further I have to say, and that is that because we are multidimensional beings, we are in relationship to this deep part of us, our soul and our spirit. We are literally going through these energetic fields, these bodies. For instance, you know, you look at the person across from you, or you look at yourself in the mirror, and what you see is the physical form. But if we were to use dowsing rods or some other kind of sensitive electronic equipment, we could see that you literally extend out, the heart energy itself extends out 4 feet in front of you, 4 feet in back of you. And then when you begin to amplify that, it will go out as much as 20 feet.
You know, I know. You did that great experiment with the dowsing rods down in San Diego you told me about. Now, which we've mentioned before, I don't know if everybody knows it, that you, what did the guy do? It was Dick. Dick, you doused him. He went out. How far did he go out?
Well, the first one was about 3.5 to 4 feet.
Then what did you do?
And then we invited God in to his being. And literally, I had to go outside of the building. It was about 90 feet away.
Wow.
That I began to pick up his energy with the dowsing rods.
Wow.
And this is another important thing about the Rich Dream system. You invite, first of all, the spirit in.
And if something is blocking that, in my case, mm-hmm. I cannot go in the portal in my house. I've never admitted it to anybody else. I go outside. I have to be outside to go in the portal.
Yeah.
I get a fogginess in here, and I've come to believe that it's just the energetic condition of the house. Whatever that reason is, I can blame it on the past owner. I can, it doesn't matter. I've got to get outside the house. Now, what does this mean in the long run? And the big, if you're looking at what is what mistakes are they making when the law of attraction stopped working? Well, not the law of attraction. When the Rich Dream system, when writing down, asking for what you want, stops working,
mm-hmm.
You're not seeing the big picture.
That's a huge part of it. That's a huge part of it. The other part of it is that our thought system is like eating food. There's a metabolism cycle. So when you begin to write down You are literally introducing food into your soul system, into this energetic system. It has to digest that. And there is a digesting period of time.
Okay. Okay. When you bring what into your energetic system, it has to digest it?
When you bring new thoughts.
New thoughts.
Yeah.
And new, which is a thought is energy.
That's right.
So if you start doing the system, you really don't, you have nothing invested. I'm trying to put some, you know, mundane, simple mundane reading on it. You have nothing invested. And then all of a sudden it works. Now you got more invested.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you expect more. Your expectations are higher, right?
That's right.
And so as your expectations go up, all of a sudden it falls. And that is because you need to adjust and you need to look at a big picture. Anything else?
Yeah. Well,
you got to process what's happening to you.
That's right.
You have to come to accept it. You got to believe this stuff is actually working in your life. I know we avoid the word belief, but you know, really, it's such a strong word. It's such a strong condition. When you believe something is the way it is, it is.
Yes, and it's like shifting a gear in a car. You know, you can go out and put the key in the ignition and turn it on, but you're not going anywhere without shifting. Unless you have a goal in mind, you are not going to arrive anywhere. You're just going to sit there idling. So this system helps you to go somewhere. It's a destination.
Anyway, yeah, the thing is a process, really. Destination. It's not. Yeah, you've given a destination, but you keep traveling. You as a human being are growing and learning and moving on. So that's what I think. I mean, we don't know for sure what these things are. We talk about them. We have a very good feeling about what they are and work with them. But everybody gets confused once in a while. Everybody feels like the things are not working. And then you don't blame yourself. You blame the system or you blame the process or you blame conditions in the world. You blame something that's you can see, touch, feel, taste, hear. These things are easy to deal with. They're very mundane, you don't have to accept anything new. But really, when you start doing the system, you're accepting God to take over your life.
That's right.
And to guide you, and to open the doors, provide the means, make safe your path, and guide your way.
There is no ultimate place in you which is going to block your good forever. It doesn't have that power. And that's really an important thing to understand, is that there is nothing that is going to block your good forever. Now,
okay, no more nows. I can see we're going to have to talk about this more. We'll talk about it next week. But right now, I'm going over my absolute limit of time. And I want to tell you all that happy week. We love you. And come back and see us again.